There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Star Market Celtics tonight continues from the Garden. Celtics and the Charlotte Hornets as we conclude the longest homestand of the year. Our conversation with the head coach brought to you by Star Market's Just For You digital app. Earn rewards and save on your groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com on our flagship station earlier today. I always enjoy when you're with Bertrand and Zoe. Of course, they're at the Super Bowl, so today they had you on hold actually for a minute or two before, because they were talking to Rob Ryan, who's, you know, it's fascinating coaching family, right? Mm-hmm. But it made me think, when was the last time I can see, hey, it's Brad Stevens from Eli Lilly on the phone, or it's the video coordinator from Butler, just put him on hold. When was the last time somebody outside your family actually had you on hold
for anything? Oh, I'm on hold all the time.
Yeah, I don't mean conference calls. I mean, literally someone says, all right, I'll get to him when I feel like it. I would think.
Yeah, it turns out.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, that would seem to me to be one of the perks of having a cool job title was not.
Well, I don't usually use that.
Yeah, but I mean, I suppose with a name like yours, there could be, you know, you don't know, it's not that Brad Stevens, but.
Well, maybe they've heard enough of my interviews where they're like, oh,
maybe.
I already know the answers to this one.
Maybe they're listening to some of the best of these conversations.
That's right.
So one of the things, there were a lot of enjoyable things about Monday night, but in the difficulty or sort of the frustration with the zone, you were asked after the game about practicing against the zone, and I get to the point now where I chuckle at the question because I know what the answer is going to be, and it made me realize, I don't think people realize just how little time you get. Even if you wanted to, if you said, hey, we're playing the Brooklyn Nets in 2 weeks and they're going to zone the entire night, let's schedule a few practices where we just work on that, that just does not happen. It doesn't exist.
Right. And so I think one of the things is you try to use film, you try to use walkthrough, you try to use shoot around as great opportunities to practice that. Like I said the other night, we put five coaches out there before the game when we met at 4:30, and we just went through it like 50%, just some actions, just some general concepts, just some general thoughts. We've played against a lot of zone in the last month, and so that's been our best practice, has been playing against it really on, most of the time, kind of on a whim by the other team, maybe one or two possessions in a row, sometimes three, but very rarely for long stretches. The last time we had played against it for that long of a stretch prior to the two Brooklyn games was against Charlotte, you know, a couple days before Christmas.
I'm kind of going off the reservation on this based on that, but what is the most difficult thing to simulate on video? There are some things that, you know, video is a great tool. We've discussed it. The guys with the laptops and being able to get clips and all the things you can do now. What are the things that are the most difficult to do without practice time?
You know, I think the one thing about zone, like people use zone, unless they practice it all the time, they use it as a good curveball, a changeup. Mm-hmm. Then you can really get good at adjusting to what the other team is running and everything else. But a lot of people use it just as an extra thing. And, you know, I think the one thing that you can't let it be is it can't become a curveball to you. Mm-hmm. You just have to attack it. You have to play with force, and you have to do things better than we did in the one Brooklyn game. Other than that, we've been great against it. I would say that is probably something that going into the year you think about, like, it's okay, we got seven practices in the first week of the season. Like, how much of this time are we actually going to use preparing for zone that we'll see, you know, only a handful of times? You may do that more here in years to come as people continue to stretch the court out. Just become harder and harder and harder to guard a man-to-man, and I think that's why people have gone to that. But there's any number of things, and usually by the end of the season you've gone through everything you need to be ready to play your best when, you know, when it's all on the line.
A lot of guys were really good, I thought, Monday, but Max and I talked a lot about Al and the difference between feeling 90% healthy or 85% mm-hmm. healthy and truly feeling healthy. And the second part of the Al thing, which Jaylen Brown told us after the game, which I didn't realize, is when – and I decided Angry Al is my favorite Al, but he starts speaking Spanish out there, which is what Jaylen told us, which I guess that is like the trigger.
Did he the other day?
Well, yes. And Jaylen was saying, when he's speaking Spanish, you know Al's in a good place. Like, then he's really fired up.
Well, most of the time, is I don't know if you notice this when you're on the plane or when, you know, Al walks by you in the lobby and he's on the phone, he's almost always speaking Spanish. And so, you know, I think English is probably – he speaks English so well, obviously, but English was his second language growing up. And so I don't know why that would be the case, that when he gets mad, he decides that he's going to speak in Spanish, but I kind of like it. I didn't realize that that was going on the other night. And I guess that I feel good about our relationship because he hasn't hit me with much Spanish in our one-on-one conversations or when I've gotten mad at him in practice.
I was wondering this, again, I'm not going to drag you into this one, but we were wondering how he got teed up the other night if he was speaking Spanish. That always puzzles me. How do you know?
He wasn't speaking Spanish when he got the technical. I know that. I heard that part.
That was the international language.
Yeah.
All right, before we move to Charlotte.
And it wasn't that bad. It was Al.
It was that, right, again, so it's the Al Horford version.
Right.
All right, Gordon has had a couple of games where he hasn't scored the way he was scoring early mm-hmm. in the year. You hear the discussion because people come to you with it. Do you understand where the Gordon discussion, and people aren't paying attention to him having a baby and going through all the stuff he's been through outside of the injury. Do you understand intellectually the things that people are talking about when they watch him now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really pay attention to what all is being talked about. So I guess, you know, when I get asked a question, I understand that why they, you know, are concerned with his production the last couple of games. And I don't really look at it in small sample sizes like that. He had 18 three games ago and played really well. He's had moments that have been really good. Our whole team has not been overly consistent. And so I don't think that that's as much. I think it's more about can we all get to playing our best. And I'm a lot more focused on us than one individual. And again, I don't want to underdo the idea that you have a child on Thursday night. You bring her home Saturday.
Yep.
You play against the Golden State Warriors, which I know in everybody's eyes is the biggest part of the day, but it's not the biggest part of bringing your child home.
Nope.
And then all of the fun and challenges that come with that. So, you know, onward we move. We're not overly concerned about it.
Yeah, I don't think the sleep doctor got too involved.
Exactly.
Have a separate deal with that. The game here against Charlotte in December was the first game after that sort of much ballyhooed team meeting, and you kind of jumped on it. But the game in Charlotte, mm-hmm. I thought, was where you see where they can be the most dangerous, not just Kemba being what he is, but how they operate off of him with those shooters.
Yeah, I think they're really well coached. They're really connected. They play hard. They've had some injuries, and it hasn't derailed them. You know, when you think about Cody Zeller being out right now, and he's such an important part of their team with how well he screens and plays with Kemba. But they're just a really solid team, and you have to be on your toes when you're guarding them because they've got so many guys that can floor it and get to the rim, starting with Kemba. But then you got Parker, Lamb on down the line, and then they've got shooters around those guys. A lot of versatile defenders. They switch a lot. Right now with Zeller out, they're playing some more Michael Kidd-Gilchrist small ball five, which makes them really switchy, which just allows them to guard so many different positions. And I think that that's something that teams, you know, aren't ready for. And so you've got to be great when they do go small at making sure you take advantage of that by getting the switches you want, being patient enough to go after them.
That's the head coach, so you don't drop the title when you're calling somebody, so they might put you on hold. You might just say it's, you know, because you don't have, it's not like, hey, it's Doc, it's Pop, it's, you know, like some, you don't have a name like that. If you just say it, that's, again, there, that might be the thing.
No, I've never, you don't think of yourself that way.
That's the head coach, Brad Stevens. Celtics and Hornets next on the 98.5, the Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.